hard to find comps on top of a bar.
Well, but the bar is
here. Oh, definitely. But, you know, the good thing is here. This is the courtyard for the bar. This is big whiskey. It opens up the incoming. So he's not over the bar.
He's behind the
bar. It looks like to me, we're trying to verify here, but it looks like there are several that are on top of the bar. He's on that corner, like where the entrance is. In other words, you walk in, and this is the promenade entrance.
Is there, correct?
Well, this is their patio. This is their patio.
My sense of direction is correct.
Here's the stoplights. So this is Mike's new
shop. Right where the
this section right here.
This is ventilation fans are, and right above
this is where
he's not over the bar.
Okay, you've got ventilation fans. So you're not directly. There are other ones that are directly above the bar. You're right there to the promenade. It looks like you're right.
This would be Brighton or, underneath him.
I'm sorry.
Brighton the.
Oh, the Bright jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay, there's like a purse store below you, like directly below you. Does that sound right?
No, any hole I would drill in the floor, if I had a long enough drill bit, I'd drill down into the bar.
Huh. Is that that corner right there when you walk in the door to the left? Are you literally just over the entrance to the bar there?
No, we're over the back of the bar, where the we're above, like where the band plays. And we're back where the kitchen ventilation is, and that I think it's southwest. So if
you don't own more than one, you just own the one.
I just own the one. I have three of them, but I've been able to get out of two of them. This one I can't get out of.
Okay, we're showing a little bit of discrepancy here because we're. The one we're showing you own is...
What's his actual address? Because these show different...
What is the actual address of this one? Do you know?
Well, that's another thing, because the Hilton's got a totally different address than what this has. I'm in the car. I'm almost home. I have the card that told me about the reassessment. I'll be in front of that card here in a few minutes and can tell you the exact address.
Okay, for some reason, what we were looking on the map is showing you... not directly over the bar, and so that's why we were trying to figure this out.
Well, our situs address for 911 is 2212A Branson Landing.
But you're saying that you have a window to the road?
Yeah, so in the bedroom window looks out to the road that the hotel's on, and it looks out to the railroad tracks. That's if you're in the bedroom. But if you're anywhere else in the unit,
so are you literally on the corner?
Bar.
Are you literally on the corner?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm a corner unit. So
this is the
one window.
This is
the one window facing south. The balcony is on the it faces south with an edge.
We're showing that it's Davis Revocable Trust. It owns the corner.
Not Davis Revocable Trust. It's Jeffrey Forrester.
I think this needs to be tabled until that can be cleaned up.
Okay. I tell you what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to table. You're telling me that you own the very corner one on top of Waxy's where the band plays with a window to the road on the second floor. And if that's the case, for some reason, the system is not showing that. I'm just wondering if there's a problem with the Hilton or some other issue there. Okay, what we're going to do, is it Jeff or Jeffrey?
Either way.
Okay, Jeff, we're going to table this so we can get that figured out. We're just going to table it, and hopefully maybe after lunch here we can come back and get this figured out, if that's okay with you. Do you have an appointment or something?
That's fine. So you can really just deliberate this on your own and come off of it on your own. You know, I've had trouble with reassessment on this year's tax, and been before this applied to the tax commission on this very unit in the past.
Okay.
Because there's some sort of disconnect on it. So if we could figure that out and get it all resolved, you know, maybe these issues of having to go through this every other year, you know, will save the county.
Well, what they've done though too, I mean, what the assessor has been doing is, we have people that will get multiples, so they end up sending out notices. In other words, they buy multiple properties, so they end up sending out notices because the person gets to pick which property they do the mixed use potentially on the first one. In any event, regardless, on right now, let's figure out, make sure we got the right unit here, because in our system it's not showing that. So,
yeah.
Okay. I will table it till this afternoon and try to give you a call back, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I motion to table this until this afternoon.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you.
Do you want to recess? Do you want to try and call Eric Huffman and ask him?
Are you?
I have some information on it as well.
Which one?
Do you want me to try and call Eric Huffman and ask him where it's located in the building? He would know.
So I looked up the one that he's saying that it is, and it was for sale by Davis.
For sale by
him. So the one on the corner is 2202. He's 2212, according to this. I looked up 2202 to see if it had ever been on the market, and it has been. And according to who had it listed, the county record is correct for the one on the corner. It's owned by a Davis.
Wonder why he thinks he owns that one. I'm wondering if there's something with Hilton.
Maybe it's one of the three the two he sold.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if he's mixed up on what he might have sold. So the only way to know would be to know what he owned in the past.
Well, he said he didn't have any problem with the other ones because they didn't have these problems. So, I mean, I'm just wondering down there on that row.
Do you want me to try and dial him? Or?
I mean, you certainly can. You're back. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I do not. He canceled on me because there's a bar luncheon, so I'm going to try to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
So we can go to lunch together.
Okay.
All right. Given that we have already been through most of these, we don't have to reconvene right at 1. I don't think.
Hey, Eric, it's Susan Chapman. Hey, we've got a condo that we're asking about for the Branson Landing.
Yeah, the ones at
the address, 1 o'clock. It's for somebody named Jeffrey Forster.
Hey, well, we'll be back
and
when we're back.
The address is 2212A.
But it probably is going to be between 1 and 115 or something like that.
Okay.
But
where is that located?
County BOE being
is it directly
recessed?
The apartment above